Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Do you believe the Earth is round or flat?
Look, for what I've known for as many years, and what I've come
taught.
To believe, what I've been taught is that the Earth is round.
Yes.
But I mean, if you really think about it from a landscape of the way we travel, the way we move, and the fact that, can you really think of us rotating around the sun and all planets aligned, rotating in specific dates, being perpendicular with what's going on with these planets and stuff like this.
How are you going to put planets in quotations?
I'm going to put planets because everything that they send, or they want to say that they're sending.
They thought Pluto was a planet until like 4 years ago.
It doesn't come back. There's no concrete information except for the information that they're giving us.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. We're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. I know it's important. Practice? What are we talking about? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man. It's funny to me, too. I mean, it's strange to me, too. What are we talking about? Practice?
Excuse me?
Do ups and downs include throwing your wife out?
Girl, get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That's hearsay.
Where you get that from?
That's hearsay.
Cause somebody told it to you?
True.
Did Tawana tell you that?
Yeah.
I'm asking
did
you.
Did Tawana, don't ask me nothing. Did Tawana tell you that?
I haven't spoken with her.
All right, then. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me. You
want to
keep it real, you keep it real with me. Because I ain't for no games, okay?
It is Blake Jones who. Blake Jones who.
There you go. How are y'all? It's good to be back.
Welcome back.
Thank
How
you.
Was Pittsburgh?
I did not go back
did
to Pittsburgh.
Did you go back to Pittsburgh?
No. No.
Oh.
Just went to Colorado. Skied a little bit.
On the weekend?
Midweek
ski. You still
ski.
Do that?
Midweek ski for me.
Okay. I never, you're saying. Okay. This is Dwight Powell from Dallas Mavericks, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on the Ticket.
Let's make flowers on your mom.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang. In the Hang Zone.
Flip-flop guy, huh? The one, the thing with the... in between the big toe? Yeah.
100%. I'm sick of wearing boots and cleats.
Blake, write that down.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
You think you could kill a bird with a baseball?
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs. Blake Jones. Who Blake Jones?
Barry Bonds.
And now, your Hang Zone host... From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Wow.
All right.
I'm not compliant again.
Show number 296, Dan and Jake. Show number 253, is that right? Yeah. Here in the Dragon Den of Inequality. Definitely inequality, right? 30 to 70 or 70 to 30. I don't know what the percentage of vote was. We voted to keep things like this. It's a boys' club. It is Tall Boy Friday. And it is supposed to be Hawaiian Shirt Friday. Looks like DJ Ringenberg is really more into the show than you are these days.
That's fair.
DJ. Delivering our tickers.
Yeah.
Twice an hour.
Yep.
And wearing a Hawaiian shirt where Jake is wearing white t-shirt.
Yep.
Think I just wanted a little more.
You're digging in the corners.
Can't deny it.
Maybe you have to start DJ in the second half. To motivate Jake.
I'm ready.
It's a little Mavs thing, right? We are the show that talks more Mavs than anyone. in DFW radio, perhaps in America.
And we'll take him to task if it needs to happen. But, yeah, the lowest moment of my week is when I walk in and I see Dan's shirt and realize I forgot. Only mitigated by the fact that Julie's not here.
You should keep one here.
I should, until, you know.
Keep a toothbrush here. You can do it all. You're my live-in. You're my often visiting girlfriend. But that won't happen for much longer, we don't think.
By the way, did you hear the Bill Gates note on the girlfriend?
No, he has a girlfriend?
So, no, but apparently as part of his arrangement with his newly divorced wife, Melinda, he was allowed to go spend a weekend at a beach house with his ex-girlfriend every year.
Wow.
Yeah, he got that written in.
And he's divorcing her? What?
She seems perfect.
Yeah, it's
maybe he wanted two.
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe she got tired of it.
I don't know.
Because I was
but
thinking
that
about
was just
that.
Just like a small
for
window
some reason,
into the life of billionaire man that he's like, look, I'm taking Thursday to Tuesday, beach house every year with a girl that I knew before I met you. And he claimed it was non-sexual, which...
Yeah, right.
Okay, bro.
Well, that's... So, for some reason, I got to thinking about this in Brain Notes in the shower.
Sure.
And I never wrote it down because I don't have Brain Notes.
Mm-hmm. LLC.
I need Brain Notes, dude, because you get out of the shower and you're like, okay, remember this, remember this. I'm drying off. Dry your hands and arms so you don't get your phone all wet and then you're typing, like...
That's a problem.
The shower's a great place for thinking. Just hanging out,
yep.
Just not being, you know, it's a sanctuary because no one can really bother you in there.
Get a seat.
You have a seat in the shower?
I do.
Like a little chair or what?
Yeah.
You put in a...
We've talked about this, but I think it's primarily because of shaving legs for the wife.
And
I think
you
it makes it easier, but I'm like, hey, if it's here, I'm going
to... So you'll just have a seat and...
Pop a squat.
What do? Just kind of hang out and feel the shower?
I think about show
a little
ideas.
Bit.
No, I don't.
Got the drain right there. It's all perfect.
That does not work, by the way.
Oh.
I kind of want to get this out of here. Bang! Anyways, to Brain Notes.
Brain Notes. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Bill Gates, divorce.
Girlfriend.
So I was thinking, are they cheating on each other and stuff? And I was thinking about my wife, if she ever did cheat on me. And you hear about guys getting all fired up. Ugh. And then they talk, you know, the talk is, he's more in touch with my emotion. You know, it's always one of those things.
Yeah.
It's he's delivering this to me. And I was thinking, if indeed that, or maybe I was watching a show where they're, I've been watching The Sopranos. So maybe it was like they're in counseling or, I can't remember why this came up. The swirl in my head got me to thinking, if we're in counseling and she was saying this guy can offer this or this or this, I'd be like, okay, cool. He's filling the void that I, because I'm not going to fill that. I'm probably not going to be the guy that you can get in touch with your feelings with. I'm just not.
So and rather than change.
And if you need,
trade.
If you need to get a little, you know, play hide the baloney or whatever you call it while getting in touch with their feelings. Okay.
My
all right.
Word.
Don't, let's not publicize it. Let's not talk about it. Let's not take looks at it or anything. But, you know, if we're still then doing other stuff together and all that, it's fine.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the concept of the open marriage that I'm trying to develop in my head that she wouldn't go for? But Bill Gates' wife seems like she would.
Well... And that's where the rubber meets the road a little bit, right? Like the idea that, you know, if you're going to do it, we're going to have a problem.
Right.
Because then...
Because the thing you need is not emotional.
Exactly. And
it's,
then each person is
bigger,
immediately...
Bigger, giant jugs.
Okay. Each person is also immediately judging the quality of their outside counsel, right? So like in an open marriage, you're like, you just got Steve from accounting... Well, I got, you know, Alexis Texas.
Yeah.
For a small fee. So, I don't think that really works.
Yeah, it probably doesn't.
I mean, Bill Gates
has proven it doesn't.
Well, also, that's a supreme power imbalance, which I suppose, like, you're probably...
Yeah, well, he made the billions.
That's what I'm saying, but scale it down, and you also may be... Like, you may be Bill Gates in this house, if we're talking about relative earning power.
Interesting.
Like, Melinda made a lot of money, but if we did fractions here, I think you may have a case. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yeah.
It is
going to be Mother's Day. You know, today is Octopus Day Eve.
I know, yeah. It's also halfway through the beard Eve.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You'll be exactly halfway? Maybe we should take a picture today.
Maybe.
We might be out of the studio, or back in the studio pretty soon, but that's kind of cool.
Sure.
And we need to get our last picture here, because we have you set up in the same place, with the same Rams helmet behind you. I do have a Mother's Day tribute.
I'm sure you do.
What does that mean? I wanted to take calls from people and just your best Mother's Day memory.
Calls.
Tell us about how important your mom was to you growing up. I want to celebrate life through sports.
Seems like a scam.
What?
I've got your birthday, Valentine's Day, Christmas, and now you're going to throw in this 3-on-3 shootout of a holiday?
The scam is if you are required to do something for your wife.
Oh. Well.
Because even my daughters have taken my... The nuts have not fallen far from the tree because my wife will get a Mother's Day card for her mom and then say, hey, girls, will you sign this? And they're like, it's not my mom. If you want to hear a roasting, just wait till... My wife hands my daughters some Mother's Day things to do for her mom. So, yes. Why do you need to do something for your wife? That's not your mom. You already got one job here. You got a mom.
But she is a mom.
Yeah, but it's not yours. Are you supposed to celebrate every mom? Do you go give a gift to my wife, too? My wife's a mom. You know her, right?
So you don't do anything for your wife on Mother's Day?
No. I only make sure the girls do. Because
okay.
The girls don't get anything done without a fire lit under them.
Sure. Other than...
And I used to take them to the... You know, if we... The
pottery.
The clay play, yeah.
See, Blake, we've done this one before, so I don't know if that counts. So that's why I bailed him out right there. He was doing a thing with his hands and saying clay place, so I hit him with pottery.
Yeah, we would go there every Sunshine Glaze, I think it was called.
Can I give you a quick story on that?
Yeah.
So my wife had this brilliant idea that this year she would take these, they're, I don't know, maybe a foot wide, foot tall, and put the clay in them. And then decorate the perimeter with little stones. And the idea is, before the clay sets, you put Nora's hand in it, right?
Yeah.
So, but we have to do 4 of them. Wife wanted one, mom, stepmom,
or whatever,
mom.
Yeah.
Right. So, we started trying to do it, and the kid is like melting down. Like, she messed up the first one, and she's like screaming, crying. She's... Like, she's being tortured.
But the stuff's all there, ready, moist.
Yeah, and I was like...
Yeah, you have to do it now or else it's going to harden.
Torture.
It'll harden.
Of course. We had about a 15-minute window. I was like, this is torture. Like, we can't do this.
Just bail.
She doesn't like her hands being dirty. So, like, after the first one, she was like, uh-uh. No way. So we opted for the foot. The foot was a little bit better because I can, like, kind of wrangle it. But it was... It was horrible. Like, it was like her getting a shot. And she's just like, we have to do it. I'm like, boy, what a great Mother's Day memory. We tortured our child to where for the next half hour she's miserable.
Yeah.
Screaming, crying.
And you made your daughter have to give something to grandma's. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know what's a good bit, though, when you go to the clay place? You know, 35-year-old you or whatever.
Make a pipe.
No. What? A pot pipe? What are you saying?
I don't know. I just remember dudes who were like into...
No, I was going to say, like, you make, man. So you're, you have your daughter do something for mommy, right?
Is that what J.R. Smith meant?
And then you make one, too, for your mom, because your mom, when you have an old mom, she's really tickled when 35-year-old you gives her a plate with your handprint on it, your 35-year-old handprint, and I did that. So every year when I would go there, I would make something for my mom, and little Eden would make something for her mom. And we'd all win.
I think it's pretty weird to give somebody an adult-aged handprint, but it is a good
bit. It's fun.
Yeah.
Here's my tribute to Mother's Day. I wanted to show you this article. And we've done things such as this before, talking about how much stay-at-home moms should make.
Oh, no.
In fact, Insure.com says... The wage a mom should earn for the 14 or so job she must tackle throughout the day is $68,000. Salary.com in 2019 said that they should earn $178,000 to be a stay-at-home mom.
What about Harpo.com?
I don't know what that is.
Oprah.
Oh.
Wasn't that her big?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah, I'm sure she did these shows every year.
Yeah.
And my wife would point them out to me. However, I found a different article.
Oh, boy.
Which talks about how would an economist view a stay-at-home mom? Workers get paid based on how many hours they toil at their jobs, but an economist would apply this standard when figuring. So how would an economist?
Yeah,
so,
they're typically very emotionally
approach calculating how much a stay-at-home mom is worth based on actual numbers, okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, and so now we have, you know, we're talking about cooking, childcare, housework,
vague,
transporting kids, yard work, that kind of thing. Hmm. When you add it all up, so is it $178,000 like Salary.com says? Well, what they're doing is they're saying, so figure out how much the activities a stay-at-home mom does are worth. If you do it like an accountant, you would multiply the number of hours spent on each activity by the hourly wage that someone in that type of industry earns. Okay? For instance... A weekly wage for a woman working in child care is $474, according to the Labor Department. Considering the average work week is 35 hours, the hourly wage for a child care worker comes out to $13.54. So if a stay-at-home mom were to earn the equivalent wage for child care, she'd make $35.07 a day for an average of 2.59 hours spent providing child care for her children. That part of it, we're going to add all these together, but that would be $12,800.04.
Uh-oh.
But also, what you need to do here, from an economist's point of view, a mom would, I guess you need to look at the marginal value, the additional value of the child care a stay-at-home mom provides, subtracting the amount of time that working moms would spend doing that same thing.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
So your wife has a job.
Yeah.
She comes home. She doesn't then do nothing for childcare. She puts in a lot of hours. So that's the point. That's the thing here.
Yeah.
So you're subtracting if your wife didn't have a job at all. So it's the extra that she's giving your kid. Because you, as a working dad, you come home. And you say, but I've worked all day. I'm doing things that you're saying you should make $178,000 for. Shouldn't I do none of those if you're making 100, right? So, okay. So now the economist is subtracting. So that 12,800 now turns into 6,200.
Mm. Mm.
But when you add up the cooking, subtract what you would usually do anyway.
Everyone has to eat.
The cleaning.
Whether they work or not.
Subtract what you would usually do anyway in cleaning.
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. We get down to, instead of $178,000, in the eyes of an economist,
Economists value a stay-at-home mom's work at $15,463 a year.
Accumulus station.
Yeah, and so I was going to say, like, if you add in the emotional impact of, you know, having your mom there as opposed to somebody else taking care of you, maybe I'll make it 18.
They do say there's no doubt stay-at-home moms add value to their households.
Maybe 19, but that's about it.
Come on, round up to 20.
A lot
Come
of
on.
Subjective stuff, though, that you're basing that on.
Yes.
So that, if you actually that, sat down in arbitration.
15-7, the subjective portion, I will let you get up to bumping your head on the poverty line at $20,000 a year. Yeah. Yeah, I don't, and I don't know how this was for you. All right, it's already 30. Your mom, single mom, worked a lot growing up. Did your mom have a negative opinion of women who didn't work?
I never heard that.
Really? Because I remember that being a thing, and I don't know why, but I was just like, well, yeah. That
My mom
sense.
Didn't work before the divorce.
Okay, so maybe that's part of it.
So she had to go back to college.
Okay.
Became a lawyer, started working.
My mom started a business when she was like 17 or 18, which she still owns now. So I just always had a really tough time wrapping my head around like the idea of people who just don't work. And
I think she didn't work.
As I've gotten older, I feel less certain about that. You know, like some people just circumstances are what they are and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I mean, the concept of mom who does nothing but kid stuff was always very odd to me. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying as I grew up, I thought, I don't know.
No, I thought it was very cool that my wife stayed home and she started working again once the kids got a little older. But I thought it was, I liked it.
Well, I'm sure you did.
No, but I wasn't upset that she wasn't working and pulling in some money and helping out the family and all that kind of stuff. I thought it was cool for the kids, but I think she liked it too.
Absolutely cool for the kids.
Yeah.
And I would think it would be good for just relationship stuff of just like, all right, we're only carrying one level of massive stress here, but I did think like really like Oprah says 100K, huh?
Yeah. Well, an economist will differ. We'll beg to differ.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, go take that to your mom and make her a plate with your handprint on it. All right, we got to go because we have a guest to start things off today. We're going to talk Mavs with Mavs TV studio guy, former player Devin Harris will join us next on the